You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Chris McKenna reports in the Times-Herald Record that Representative John Faso from Kinderhook blames the farm bill's failure May 18th in the U.S. House on, quote, unrelated issues, and says that those will pass. Conservative Republicans shot the bill down, refusing to vote for it unless a strict immigration bill got a vote. Quote, unfortunately, the farm bill was unable to pass today as a small group delayed passage of the bill over unrelated issues, end quote, Faso said. Quote, I am confident that these unrelated issues will be addressed and the House will pass the farm bill in the near future, end quote. The $868 billion farm bill needed Republican votes because no Democrats supported it after the GOP added regulations that would have kicked many needy citizens off the food stamp program. Quote, this thing was a raw deal all around, and there's just no way I could have supported it, end quote, said Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democrat who represents the Southern Hudson Valley. You can read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia Paper. For the second time in 4 years, the Germantown Town Board has chosen to commission a management and feasibility study of the town's police department. The board voted May 8th to hire retired New York State Police Superintendent Harry J. Corbett to conduct the study. In 2014, the board hired Peter Volkman, chief of the Chatham Village Police Department, and he submitted a draft report to the board less than a year later. Under the direction of then-Supervisor Joe Craig, the board discussed the matter in public at two regular meetings and a workshop meeting. However, current Supervisor Robert Bowery said that because a portion of the matter concerned personnel, the discussion this time around took place behind closed doors in executive session. Quote, we felt it might not be reasonable to go off of the 2015 study, and we should engage someone qualified for today who would give us their expert opinion, end quote, Bowery said. Corbett is now a resident of Georgia, but comes north to do business in New York City and to see family in Albany, Bowery said. Corbett served 25 years with the state police before he retired in 2004. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. The Wick Hotel in Hudson celebrated its official opening May 21st. The $10 million conversion of the 150-year-old building on Cross Street in the city's First Ward is the work of Troy-based Redburn Development Company. The Wick has 55 rooms, a boardroom, bar-enclosed rooftop venue, and fitness center. It is part of the Starwood Hotels and Resorts reward system. A traditional room was listed this week as costing around $169 a night. The project received $1.5 million as part of the state's Regional Economic Development Council awards, as well as about $350,000 in sales and mortgage recording tax breaks and breaks through the state historic tax credit. Redburn Development is responsible for numerous building conversions in the Capital Region, including the former Tilly Ladder Building in Watervliet and the upper levels of the former Nellix Furniture Building in downtown Troy. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro has selected Julie Killian, former deputy mayor of the city of Rye in Westchester County, to run with him as lieutenant governor. Killian, a recent state Senate candidate, holds a degree in chemical engineering from Notre Dame and a master's of business administration degree in finance from New York University. Quote, Julie Killian is a champion for people who have no voice, who are left behind, who are in crisis, and she will never back down from the challenges that are facing our state, end quote. Molinaro said in a press release, Killian has worked for improved drug education and prevention and for increased funding and services for students with special learning and lifelong needs. She is co-founder of Rye Act, a drug education initiative that has received federal funding for its work. Killian ran in a special election in April for the state Senate seat vacated by George Latimer. She lost by a wide margin to Democrat Shelley Mayer. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Individual enrollment in New York's health insurance marketplace, known as NY State of Health, increased by nearly 700,000 this past year to 4.3 million covered New Yorkers, the state health department announced May 20th. Since the marketplace opened, the state has seen the number of uninsured residents fall from 10% in 2013 to less than 5% in 2017, according to federal figures. As of January 31st, nearly 3 million New Yorkers had enrolled in Medicaid through the state's health insurance marketplace, and enrollment in the Essential Plan, New York's most popular plan for lower-income individuals who are not eligible for Medicaid, increased by 11%. Upstate counties had the largest enrollment increases, including Schoharie County, which saw a 40% uptick. Among qualified health plan and essential plan enrollees, Columbia and Schenectady counties saw some of the largest increases statewide at 13% and 12%, respectively. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.